I'm Rick Henson with a sports update for Saturday, December 1st. In boys basketball action last night, it was Atlantic over Glenwood 58-43. Ankeny Christian Academy downing Exira EHK 77-37. Bedford was a 57-42 winner over Lenox. Clarinda Academy beat Stanton 46-39. The Dennis and Schleswig boys pulled off a two-point victory over Red Oak 42-40. It was Des Moines Christian over Earlham 71-34. East Mills beat Nishnabotna 64-36 Friday night in boys hoops. It was Fremont Mills over College Springs South Page 60-27. Grandview Park Baptist over Orion Maxburg 80-16. Also in boys action, Guthrie Center beat Madrid 60-39. Logan Magnolia was a 63-55 winner over Woodbine. Mount Air downed Corning 64-16. Nottoway Valley slammed East Union 96-14. Sydney beat Heartland Christian 68-41. Also, Van Meter beat West Central Valley of Stewart 74-56. Villisca was a 55-44 winner over Griswold. West Harrison beat River Valley Correctionville 72-60. And Ottawa West Monona was a 63-47 winner over Ridgeview. In girls basketball action, Glenwood beat the Atlantic Trojans 49-43 Friday night. Adair Casey downed Iowa Christian Academy 51-22. Ballard was a 54-47 winner over Carroll. Bedford beat Lenox 58-21. Elsewhere, it was Denison Schleswig over Red Oak 49-44. Des Moines Christian with a 58-55 win over Earlham in girls basketball. Grandview Park Baptist was a 57-29 winner over Orient Maxburg. Shenandoah fell to Harlan 74-27, your final score. IKM Manning beat Boyer Valley 82-33. Kemper Catholic was a 61-31 winner over Clarinda. Lewis Central Girls beat Creston 63-27. Mount Air downed Corning 44-38. Nishnabotna was a 67-47 winner over East Mills. Panorama with a 58-22 win over Ogden Friday. Also, Sydney beat Heartland Christian 47-39. Van Meter was a 47-44 winner over West Central Valley of Stewart. Villisca 35 over Griswold 33, and Woodbine downing Logan Magnolia 52-42. The Atlantic boys cross-country team qualified for academic All-State honors as a team. The 24 team members had an average grade point average of 3.39 for the first 9 weeks. The average was bolstered by Matt Eichel, Preston Hoy, Josiah Williams, and David Thompson, who each had perfect 4.0 GPAs. The team members will receive certificates from the state. The 16 girls cross-country team members were a near miss with a 3.22 GPA. A 3.25 GPA is needed to qualify for All-State. Brian Muncy led the team with a 4.0 GPA. Previously, Tyler Fisher, Matt Eichel, and Liz Gutenfelder received certificates denoting them as Hawkeye 10 Academic All-Conference honorees. In college basketball action Friday night, Richard Carter scored 16 points, leading five Drake players in double figures as the Bulldogs beat Nevada 76-66 Friday night. The Iowa Hawkeyes are at home today to play Texas A&M Corpus Christi. The Hawks have dropped back-to-back games to Wichita State and Virginia Tech. And while they gave up 95 points in the loss to Tech, Iowa coach Fran McCaffrey says it started with poor shot selection against a zone defense.
We don't get the ball inside as much regularly as I would like. But I think what we do, what a lot of teams do against zone, is they tend to settle for jump shots, and that's exactly what they want you to do. And if you're making them, it's fine. If you're not making them, then it becomes harder and harder. So even if you throw it in and you don't shoot it, you got to throw it in. You got to go in and out, and that's either to the low post or to the high post. And, of course, you got to change sides of the floor. But, I mean, they're running what we ask them to run, and I think we've been much better, you know, at moving the ball around and attacking the zone aggressively with overloads, with penetration, and with in and out.
McCaffrey said the Hawks need to be better against zone defenses.
Well, I thought we played tougher against Wichita State than we did against Virginia Tech. We didn't do the things defensively that we wanted to do. And as I said before, some of it was a result of our poor shot selection. We felt like, you know, if we're settling for threes, you know, some teams, all right, you miss a three, or maybe we should have driven it, get back on defense. With them, it was a bucket. You know, you a long three, and they're gone, and they're laying it in. So we're shooting threes that are missing, and they're making layups. It's hard to win that way.
Iowa is 5-2. A&M Corpus Christi is 1-4 after a Wednesday night loss to Toledo. You can hear the game on KJAN today beginning at 11 a.m. And finally in sports, the Iowa State basketball team will be at home today to take on BYU. The Cyclones are 4-2 after losing to nationally ranked foes Cincinnati and UNLV at the Las Vegas Classic last week. BYU is off to a 5-2 start. And Iowa State coach Fred Hoiberg says BYU will offer a tough challenge. He says the Cyclones need to make better decisions at the offensive end of the court, and they need to be smart and not force things. That is a check of sports on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.